The Trump administration has fired another shot in the long-smoldering sagebrush rebellion, this time with a preliminary recommendation from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke that the 1.3 million-acre Bears Ears National Monument should be shrunk and perhaps fragmented. Since the 1970s, right-wing activists and lawmakers in the western states have called for more state and local control of the vast federal acreage in the region, seeking more access for mining, drilling, and cattle grazing. And when President Trump came into office, he ordered a review of all national monuments decreed since 1996. There are racial overtones. President Obama created Bears Ears Monument at the end of his term in response to concerns of Native Americans who have deep spiritual and cultural ties to the area. Tracy Coppola, a senior legislative counsel at Earth Justice, joins us now from Washington, D.C. Welcome to Living on Earth, Tracy.
Thanks so much for having me.
First, from your perspective, why is Bears Ears National Monument of particular importance?
When you think about Bears Ears, you just think about how sacred that land is. It has a remarkable amount of archaeological cultural sites, over 100,000 Native American treasures, ancient dwellings, prehistoric ruins. It's an amazing place to recreate and to really celebrate public lands. So this is very much a treasured land that I think we all love and celebrate.
Why did President Trump ask Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke to look at Bears Ears? There's some 27 national monuments that he asked him to review, but in particular, he asked him to review this first and with a short turnaround on his report.
This was clearly a political strategy on the Trump administration. They had been hearing from the Utah delegation, who really didn't want to see this land as a national monument. Definitely, there are industry interests that are chomping at the bit to tear apart this land. Certainly, what the president and his administration wasn't looking at was all the folks on the ground and, of course, the historic partnership of the inter-tribal coalition that wanted to see this land protected.
Now, some folks in Utah would say, well, wait a second, there's a lot of protected land in this general area. There's Grand Staircase Escalante, that's a national monument. You go north of there, there's Capitol Reef, that's a national park. How fair is that assessment by the locals there in Utah that there's just too much land being protected?
Well, when you think about Bears Ears, you look at what would this land be without the national designation? And the sacred value of this land can't be overstated. I mean, this is home to ancient cliff dwellings and Native American cultural sites, and not to mention wildlife. But also, it was being looted. There was grave robbing, vandalism. So it desperately needed protection.
So Secretary Zinke says he's not recommending that President Trump try to revoke the national monument status of Bears Ears, but rather that it should be, quote, right-sized. What does that mean exactly? What's he talking about?
What it looks like is there's going to be a significant reduction in the size of this monument. And from what the recommendation looks like, it's going to be so parceled out or so shrunk that it's really going to be an insignificant protection. So I think, you know, there's a lot at risk here. And we always say an attack on one is an attack on all. So this not only would be very tragic for Bears Ears and the stakeholders and the tribes that have fought for years for this designation, but really it would be an affront to all public lands lovers and really all Americans, because this is all our land.
So what kind of precedent is there for shrinking or removing a national monument?
So there really is no precedent for a president to remove or revoke a national monument. And no president actually has attempted to, for good reason. Legal scholars and others are in agreement that no president has the legal authority to eliminate or significantly alter a national park or a national monument. Really, that's something that only Congress has the authority to do. So this entire process, which really has been a very strange process in that the Bears Ears National Monument, we only had 15 days at first to comment. So that's an incredibly short time for a national monument comment. It really is an unprecedented time. And so far, between Earth Justice and several other national groups, over 1 million comments have been collected. And for Bears Ears alone, we almost had 700,000 comments. It's a historic amount of comments for 15 days, all in support of the monument.
So President Trump asked for this review. As you say, the president doesn't have the power to shrink or even revoke a national monument, but the Congress certainly does. To what extent are you concerned that Interior Secretary Zinke's review will wind up in a bill that will then be presented in Congress? What is the risk that legislation to either shrink or even revoke the national monument status of Bears Ears could get through?
Well, it's definitely something that we've been seeing for a number of Congresses, that there have been a lot of bills introduced to sell off public lands. If that does happen, I do think that even at a bipartisan level, there is an overwhelming support for these lands. But, you know, here in D.C., we see on a weekly basis these type of threats on our public lands. I think that it's going to be a challenge for such a bill to even go through. It would face a lot of opposition.
Tracy, before you go, tell me, what comes next?
Well, we have a public comment period that ends on July 10th, and that is for all of the national monuments that the executive order included, and that also now includes Bears Ears. After that, at the end of August, we're going to see a report from Interior on the 26 monuments at stake, and that will have recommendations to the president. And then we'll see. You know, Earth Justice has put it out there that if Trump follows Zinke's recommendation to shrink Bears Ears, we're going to see him in court because this is illegal. And also the public needs to know about it.
Tracy Coppola is Senior Legislative Counsel at Earth Justice in Washington. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you so much.